We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Stock market is having a fine November so far. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Stocks are on a roll. In fact, so far this year, the S&P 500 is up 14%, the NASDAQ up 31% year to date. Traders have got it in their heads that the Federal Reserve is done raising interest rates, and key stock market indicators have closed higher for 5 days straight and are up again this morning, I see. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
Well, earnings were a mixed bag, and a lot of management teams cautioned on the future. But the stock market this month did really well, particularly last week, and then we're seeing that strength continue as Fed governors came out and spoke to the markets, and investors assume that with economic data that seems to be going in the direction the Fed wants, i.e. softening, investors' takeaway is that we're done with increases in interest rates. We're going to hold here for a while. But after this, interest rates are going to drop, which means the economy gets some support. It's always just an assumption by investors. No one knows until the Fed actually comes out with their announcement what they're going to do with regards to interest rates.
Danish shipping giant Maersk is cutting 10,000 jobs, given a gloomy outlook for freight by boat. Meanwhile, FedEx reportedly is nudging its pilots to take jobs over at American Airlines instead. Marketplace's Henry Epp goes deeper.
To explain what's going on with the shipping industry, we have to go back to the height of the pandemic, when we were ordering tons of stuff and there weren't enough cargo ships, planes, and trucks to carry it all. So shipping rates skyrocketed, and diesel was cheap. Dean Croak at DAT Freight and Analytics says it was
one of the most profitable periods in 3 decades. And carriers just flooded into the market.
Established companies added lots of capacity too, but after Russia invaded Ukraine in early 2022, fuel prices shot up, Croak says, and consumers started spending more on services than goods.
And then suddenly people were left with expensive trucks, rates plummeting, high operating costs, and this sort of feeling of whoa, hold on.
Zach Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Colorado State, says the freight industry's been in a recession ever since, partly because there's still too much freight capacity, keeping shipping rates low. But that's changing, with companies like Yellow going under and others cutting back.
As we see more capacity exit the market, it will even out demand for those who remain.
Plus, he says there are signs companies are building up inventories again, which means more stuff to ship. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Let's check up now on El Salvador, which made crypto history in 2021 by becoming the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. The plan, spearheaded by the country's president, Nayib Bukele, was praised by crypto enthusiasts who welcomed what they saw as financial freedom. But do regular Salvadorans see any of this? The BBC's Catherine Ellis filed this report for us.
At a small coffee shop in El Salvador's capital, customers come for freshly made coffee, packets of high-quality beans, and to pay in Bitcoin.
You hit the scan button on your app?
The digital currency has been legal tender in the Central American country for more than 2 years. Businesses are officially required to accept Bitcoin, but patchy technology and limited internet access and a lack of enforcement means only some do.
We have a little sign outside the door that says Bitcoin accepted.
Coffee shop owner Gabe Gutierrez says taking Bitcoin payments has helped him to attract customers.
In a normal month, 5 to 10% of our sales are in Bitcoin. The business impact has been very positive in the sense, obviously, it's bringing in revenue. But it's not only that, it's more convenient.
President Nayib Bukele claimed adopting Bitcoin would reduce dependence on the country's other currency, the US dollar, and make it cheaper to send and receive remittances, when migrants send home money to their family. But in the first 6 months of 2023, according to El Salvador's central bank, only around 1% of remittances were received in Bitcoin. Many Salvadorans, like Delmi Brand, say they're not using the currency.
If they educated the people in how to use the currency, then maybe we could.
Others, like Bea Tenorio, think the government's decision was irresponsible.
I don't think those of us at the bottom will see the benefits of it.
El Salvador has lost an estimated $40 million of its total investments in Bitcoin since 2021, due to a decline in the value of the cryptocurrency. Carlos Acevedo is an economist and former president of El Salvador's Central Reserve Bank. He says Bitcoin is not suited for legal tender.
It's like playing Monopoly. For people as the poor, they cannot afford to take a drop in 5%, 10% in one day.
But the government is continuing to push Bitcoin. It recently announced education would be compulsory in schools from 2024. People from other countries are also moving to El Salvador to use the cryptocurrency, like James Turner and Nikki Malcolm from New Zealand.
So I receive 100% of my income at the moment as Bitcoin, which we then manage to live our life here.
On a daily basis, we use it to buy our groceries.
Charlie Stevens from Ireland has also moved here.
I use it to trim my beard, for coffees, for gas, for cooking. I use it for my motorbike.
While some say El Salvador's Bitcoin project hasn't worked, there are others who believe it's only just beginning. In El Salvador, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.
And Facebook and Instagram's Meta said today it will require political ads to state if they contain content altered with artificial intelligence. Starts in January. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.